Hi, Gary. Let me turn this radio down here. Got some traffic. Trying to get out on Highway 101. How you enjoy doing today?
We're doing all right. Can't complain about anything. I'm on the way over here to the High Dollar Hotel. I told a friend of mine I'd come see him. He's in the hospital, and we'll be there till Sunday. So I'm going to go over here and visit with him a minute, then I got a couple of errands to run. But Joy's doing good. She was sitting there working a puzzle and watching TV when I left.
That's my war department. It's real dark down the south here now. How many hundreds we getting on? 600s. We got about a half inch yesterday. And I asked her, mistakenly, I said, would you just rather go over to the Little Rebel rather than cook supper? And guess what she said?
They'll eat out any time rather than cook. I understand that because Joy's the same way. Hey, Miss Bernice, good hearing you today. But I don't blame you for that. We went out. We normally eat out on Thursday night. Now, why we picked Thursday, I don't know. But last night was our night to eat out. So we ate out last night. And Joy put on a big old pot of white soup beans. And she's going to fry me up some cornbread. And so I'm going to have white beans and cornbread for supper.
I never heard of white beans. Was that what it was? Never heard of that. Burnt beans and cornbread. Maybe that's what it is instead of pinhole beans. You know, I never thought I liked pinhole beans. And when I worked at that wheel plant for 4 years, our boss come in and he had a propane heater there and a big old pot. And he cooked that all day. And boy, just kept getting smelling better all day. And we went in there for our lunch hour break, and I'm telling you, that was far uptown as you can get. I didn't think pinhole beans would be worth a hoot.
Pinto beans and cornbread with a little onion chopped up in them. What Joy's cooking is great northern beans. They're white beans, and she cooks those real slow all day and fixes up some cornbread and she doesn't make it, a pone of cornbread in the oven. She fries this in the frying pan on top of the stove, and it's really good. So that's what I'm having, but I enjoy a good pot of beans every once in a while.
Well, the people around me don't necessarily, but I like it in cornbread. Oh, shoot. Lately, she's been buying these cans of Bush's beans, isn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
Butter beans. Yeah. And takes a couple of cans of those and then mixes in stuff with them. I don't know. We just don't need as much to eat anymore, so she don't usually. Used to make a great big pot of them. But she did make a big pot of vegetable soup the other night. And boy, I love that. And she puts oxtails in them. And I don't know what it does, but she takes the meat from the oxtails and makes a sandwich. And then I eat the vegetable soup. It's delicious.
Vegetable soup as well. Joy makes it. She calls it, well, her mother called it, clean out the icebox soup. What she does is she takes the leftovers and puts them in a container and then puts them in the freezer. And then at some point in time, she'll add to that, you know, and it's really good. I don't know what all she puts in it. And every once in a while, she does put a little, a little beef with it, you know, a little beef stew or something, you know, stew meat of some kind, and that's really good as well. But, we eat old style, you know. I like eating that stuff. It's just before me, I don't want to get above my raising, I'll put it that way.
This is NZERO TR with KI4DOS. Well, Gary, We're just blessed to have such wonderful cooks. And like I said, I don't know what the oxtail does for it, but it's just a tradition she's always had. I think Mom did that, didn't she, Bernice? But she said she'll have to try that frying the cornbread. She hadn't heard of that before. And it sounds good, though. Cornbread's rich. And I'm getting more hungry on the way over there. Now, dang it, it's starting to rain. And I didn't want to get wet going in. But Bernice said, don't worry about it. The kind of stuff I'm made out of floats.
I know what you're talking about, and I understand it. Glad everybody's doing well. And Tom, that's good timing, because I've arrived here at the hospital. I'm going to park this big old monster and go in and visit with my friend and see how he's doing. And good talking with you and Miss Bernice this afternoon. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon, what's left of it. And we'll say 73 to you for now. N0TR, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary, say hi to Joy, and I hope your friend's all right. I've been out of the hospital about 11 or 12 days now, and I'm glad of it, and I don't want to go back. Although I had to go get an x-ray this morning, they're going to pull that stent out of the inside of me next week, so I'll be glad to get rid of that dang thing, too. You take care and be safe out there. KI4DOS, N0TR73.